Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link on our website. That's waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. And you can check out our sister podcast, How to Do Everything. This week, Mike and Ian tell you at which embassy in Washington, D.C. you're most likely to find naked diplomats. Or avoid them, I guess, if that's your priority. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. It's Rena Strober from Los Angeles, California.
Well, hello, Rena. How
Hi.
Are you?
Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to Nusha, not to Avad. And what do you do there in L.A.?
I teach voice at the Academy of Music for the Blind. So I teach voice to blind children who are 4 to 18 years old.
That's frustratingly noble and admirable. I have nothing to do with it.
We can't make any jokes.
Another Wall Street fat cat.
Yeah. Well, welcome to our show, Rena.
Thanks.
Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Here is your first limerick.
That dull time called work, I can bridge it. I grab, touch, and squirm like an idiot. My habits may grate, but they help my heart rate. I stay in good shape, because I...
Wait. I was thinking digit, but that doesn't make sense.
Close.
Well, it's something you might do with your digits.
It rhymes with digit.
It does. Yeah. Well, why don't you hear the limerick again?
Okay, thank you.
That dull town called work, I can bridge it. I grab, touch, and squirm like an idiot. My habits may grate, but they help my heart rate. I stay in good shape, because I...
Oh, my goodness. I'm so nervous.
I know it happens. Just try to relax.
My heart is racing.
Pretend instead of being talking to me, you're just at home, listening to the radio, doing your dishes, whatever.
Okay. It'd be easier if you were all blind.
Well,
okay,
to be fair...
We've got our eyes closed now, so...
We can't see you, Rena.
Okay, good.
So it's just as good as that. It's
fidget,
a word.
Fidget, fidget.
Yes,
yes, yes, yes.
Remember, do you remember when we were told that sitting all day was killing us? It turns out that it might be all right as long as you fidget. According to a new report from England, fidgeting allows our muscles small bursts of activity, which research suggests can add years to your life. Of course, all the extra years you gain by fidgeting are balanced out by the fact that all of your coworkers are currently plotting your death. If he spins that pen one more time... Fidgeting is basically, it's like tiny exercises. You know what's catching on when your gym tries to charge you $100 to attend a cross-fidget class.
No.
All right, here is your next limit.
When my bladder resembles the sea, I don't care how they're questioning me. Without bathrooms, I'm ruthless and endlessly truthless. I lie when I'm holding my...
Pee!
Oh! There you go. That one she got. People who have full bladders lie more convincingly than those who don't. Apparently, the parts of the brain that help you focus on not ruining your pants are the same parts of your brain that help you sell a lie, right? So even if someone seems sincere as they're telling you something, watch what they do next. So it's like, oh no, this Volkswagen is very good for the environment. Now, if you'll excuse me just a minute.
Wow, that is so, I mean, I totally buy, I'm a very honest person. I do not lie. But when I have to really pee on an airplane, and they won't, and like the seatbelt sign is on, I tell them I just had hernia surgery. And that it's extremely painful for me if I don't use the bathroom.
And it's not true.
It's not in the least bit true.
But according to this
Yeah, but
study,
I have no, because I only say that when I have to pee, right?
Who's going to challenge that?
So, yeah.
Who's going to, let's see the scar.
Yeah.
United might, but
right.
Still.
Show me the truss.
Yeah.
Show me the truss.
Mm-hmm. I was just
that intense focus.
Thinking about how full all my ex-boyfriend's bladders were the entire time we were dating. And how full mine is right now.
Here is your last limerick.
Okay. I'm clean, but I can't be too proud. Like Pigpen, we all are endowed. Tiny skin particles and minuscule farticles, they all float around in a...
Oh, a Cloud.
Yes. Cloud, Cloud is not that cute, though. So, you know, we all know there's lots of bacteria in your gut. But did you know that each of our bodies is surrounded by a cloud filled with trillions and trillions of bacteria and skin particles and fecal matter? It's true. It's true of you and your friends and your girlfriend and your boyfriend and your mother and the guy sitting next to you in the subway whose cloud you can actually see. Mm-hmm. But, and you might say, well, but I've never noticed them. I never smell them or anything. Well, we've evolved not to be able to detect each other's bacteria clouds because to continue to reproduce in our species, it was important we could stand to get within 3 feet of each other.
Wow.
Trillions.
Trillions.
That's a lot.
It is a lot, Tom.
Yeah. And so when we are together, our bacteria and all that are interreacting.
Yeah, and we each have this very distinct biome that extends outside of our bodies.
Are these like the auras that the wackos are always?
Yeah.
Maybe there are people who haven't devolved out of
that
being
was a
able
fart
to,
cloud, not an aura.
Right, exactly.
Bill, how did Rena do on our quiz?
Perfect. 3 for 3.
Yay.
Well done, Rena. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.